Instead of managing livestock with her family on her Floyd, Iowa farm, Pam Johnson would rather see tractors in her fields.
I look outside at the weather and how we should be planning right now to have optimum yields this year, and we've kind of stuck.
Stuck not just because of soggy weather. Johnson says she is also stuck between a rock, trade agreements, and a hard place, tariffs.
Soybean tariffs are killing us here.
So instead of waiting for the fields to dry, Johnson hit the road.
I'm excited about it.
Because I thought it was really important to make sure that I got my voice heard and the voice of other farmers about how important trade is to us and how the tariffs are hurting us.
The Motorcade for Trade is part recreational vehicle, part moving billboard, sponsored by Farmers for Free Trade. Its cross-country journey during the recent congressional recess highlighted the importance of ratifying the United States-Canada-Mexico trade agreement.
The stats related to our number one and number two trading partners, Canada and Mexico, and most importantly, why that's so important to agriculture.
The Motorcade for Trade's mission is personal for Executive Co-Director Angela Hoffman Marshall. She owns a ranch in Wyoming where operations are disrupted by the uncertainty created by tariffs and ongoing trade negotiations.
Are we going to put in a new fence line? Are we going to wait on a major construction project? Are we going to work with others to maybe run more cattle or not? And what we hear across the board, no matter what industry we're in right now, there's a lot going on with the trade war. They're desperately in need of some certainty.
Iowa businesses have paid an extra $73 million in import tariffs.
On one of the stops for the Motorcade for Trade, Pam Johnson expressed her concerns directly to one of her senators.
Is it possible to get USMCA passed this session? I guess that would be my question to you. But.
Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa trying to reassure Johnson and a group of other business owners and farmers.
The president does want to see good and fair trade deals. And so once those have been negotiated, especially once we have Canada and Mexico done, once we can seal the deal with China, we continue to work on other trade agreements, new trade agreements around the globe, then we will have an expanding market for our American farmers.
While Johnson believes Senator Ernst understands what's at stake, she admits she has mixed emotions about something seemingly beyond her control. Congressional approval of the USMCA this year.
My hope is that it's going to be passed this summer. My fear is that it doesn't.
Her other fear is also out of her control, the weather. What she and her family need most is a few sunny days to dry out their fields. So regardless of tariffs or trade agreements, they at least have an optimal crop to market. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Floyd, Iowa.